next case, 11,018, Margaret Taylor. This was Route 13 in Horsey Road. Variance for a determination, or actually wasn't a variance, it was a determination of existence of use.
Gentlemen, after listening to that testimony, what I got out of it, the lady that tested got up first and was in opposition, is that she had never seen anyone, you know, had come out of there with. But I don't think it was about that and about the children, you know, didn't get along. It was with someone had been there. So I think I had heard out of it, there had been two people at least had been in that building. That's what I got from
it. Her testimony was, as I recall, was in about one building in particular.
Right.
I don't think that her testimony was that there wasn't any given time less than two people living there, or two different places rented.
Right.
From what I can gather from both the testimony and from everything that was submitted, I don't believe that all the places were rented with any time that there was a lapse of 2 years. I think that they probably did have more than a 2 year lapse where not everything was rented. But I think that from everything I gathered from all of that, there were at least two rentals all the time, at least without a 2 year lapse.
Yeah, the only sure thing that they agreed to with was just that the mobile home was legal and people were living in there.
Sure.
I agree with John on that because to go back to all the dates that they were talking about, it was conflicting because of the fact that it had two in there, and then somebody said I saw three in there, and there's five, right? Isn't it five we're talking about?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So based on that testimony and the testimony of the affidavits have been turned in, and I'd be inclined to.
Now, as far as the use goes, the determination would be you first have to determine what the use was prior to the enactment of the zoning ordinance and how many units were being used at that time. And then afterwards, whether that use was continuing, as Mr. Mills stated, the two-year gap. And I can, if it would help the board in making your decision, I don't know if you've had an opportunity to look at the specific code sections on that, about what the, you know, how long that use has to be, whether it's continued or intermittent. I'm of the position that I think that they at us. As a first and foremost thing with any decision that you make on this, the first benchmark decision should be, what was the use at the time of the zoning ordinance was enacted? That has to be the benchmark question. And then you then determine whether there was or was not the continued use and what type of continued use there was. So as you're doing your deliberations, I kind of wanted to make sure you're aware of the standard. Okay. If, like I said, if it helps, I can read the code for you specifically. But there is kind of that initial threshold question first.
Okay, let's address that, right, John?
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, she had testimony that since she was a young woman,
little girl.
As a waitress, or even before she was a waitress,
right?
That it was being used, as multifamily.
Right, I remember that.
As well as a store and a bar and a gas station and many other things. But there was there were tenants all over the property.
And also the fact that the roof was being removed. They gave a testimony of 4 months, wasn't it, or something like that?
Something like that. Yeah.
Yep.
Had nothing to. There was no vacancy within that two-year period.
No, but
I think it reads 2 years, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the benchmark question, I think, is in fact that it always has been a multi-family use on that property.
Right.
And at one point, I even thought there might have been more than five, but they're saying five, and so I'll certainly agree to five.
Right. Yeah, I think we've addressed that.
Yeah, I think the nonconformity stands.
So I'd make a motion that that we approve it. The fact is the applicant did prove that it has, since well before the ordinance, been used as a multifamily property, and at least of five families. Mm-hmm. And that I think further that there's proof that there has never been a lapse of two or more years that the property was used as a multifamily parcel.
I agree with that. All right. Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion for the reasons that Mr. Mills so stated right here.
Okay.
And just one quick question, Mr. Chairman. From Mr. Mills, that's five families, and then I believe there was five units, and then there was the trailer on the property as well.
No, that was a total of five, including that, I believe.
Yeah. Well, the reason I asked that is because on the application it says
three in the one building and two in the other.
The application says the applicant seeks determination of existence of use by the Board of Adjustment that the current use of the property of as five apartments and one residential trailer.
Yes.
Is a pre-existing non-conforming use. So if your motion is just that there's five, you know, there's only been five families, then that's not what the applicant is seeking.
No.
Okay.
No, it's five. There were two in the building to the left, three in the main building, and then, of course, the trailer.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
And Mr. Rickard, I presume that's what you were seconding as well?
Yes.
Okay.
That's
very
correct.
Good. Thank you. Just getting my head straight.
Okay. So I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr.
Rickard.
Well,
we got through that, or?
That we approve case number 11,018. So all those in favor of the motion? Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the reasons that had been stated by Mr. Mills. So, by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,018 is approved.
Okay, next case.